In this bulletin, the major parties argue over proposed first home buyer scheme. Fears the number of COVID cases in North Korea has surpassed 1 million. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic and Iga Swiatek win Italian Open titles. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Prime Minister has denied his party's housing policy will drive up house prices. The proposed plan will allow first-home buyers to access 40% of their super with a cap of $50,000 to help buy a house. Superannuation Minister Jane Hume conceded this morning the policy could create a short-term rise in housing prices as more buyers enter the market. Scott Morrison denies this, saying it will work in conjunction with another policy announced over the weekend, which would encourage older Australians to downsize their property, allowing them to invest up to $300,000 out of the sale into their super to prevent upwards pressure on housing. But Mr. Morrison has avoided questions on whether the policy has been modelled and whether that modelling will be released.
It works hand in glove with the policies that we've put in place to help those at another stage in their life to downsize. Now, this does two things. It ensures that we are reinforcing people's retirement savings, but we're also freeing up supply, which does put downward pressure on the rising costs of housing across the country.
Economists and Labor have been critical of the policy. Labor Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the policy is a desperate last-minute attempt to appeal to younger voters ahead of the election.
The Liberals can't even get their story straight on what it will mean for house prices. But the evidence is clear that this will have a diabolical impact on house prices. It will make it harder, not easier, for people to get into the housing market, and it will bulldoze people's super in the process.
Thousands of low-income New Zealanders can now trade in their petrol vehicles for e-bikes and zero-emission cars. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's government has set aside $515 million for the plan, which she says is part of efforts to reduce the country's greenhouse gas emissions. The so-called scrap and replace scheme includes money for decarbonisation, diverting organic waste from landfill, and more bus drivers for the expected public transport boom. Climate Change Minister James Shaw says the plan is a historic moment in the country's history and will pave the way for a greener, more affordable future for all New Zealanders.
In tackling climate change, we will undertake an economic transition that is equitable and fair, that takes everyone with us and leaves no one behind. The transition must not further entrench the existing inequalities in our society. That would be unsustainable and a sure path to failure.
The number of COVID deaths and cases in under-vaccinated North Korea is growing. The reported death toll has increased by 8 to 50 fatalities. State media says more than 1 million people have now been sickened by what officials are calling a fever. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has criticised health officials and ordered the army to help distribute medicine. To tennis. Novak Djokovic has lifted his sixth Italian Open trophy, his first title win of the year, showing he's back on top form exactly a week before the French Open begins. The Serbian star beat Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas in a straight sets victory in Rome, acknowledging the win came at just the right time. Djokovic says heading into the French Open with a title will be a great advantage.
I pleasantly surprised myself, I can say, even though, you know, I had a clear game plan and strategy coming into a match. I knew what was expecting me from the other side, so I knew what I have to do. But the tiebreaker, I guess, you know, I was just an inch better, maybe calmer, and but it was a tight tiebreak for both of us, certainly.
Meanwhile, Polish player Iga Świątek has taken the women's title and won a fifth straight tournament by defeating Tunisian Ons Jabeur, 6-2, 6-2. Świątek will also be heading to the French Open next week. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers 24. Adelaide, similar conditions 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy 16. Hobart, showers 13. Canberra, mostly sunny 14. Wollongong, sunny 20. Also sunny in Sydney, 21. Newcastle, sunny 22. Brisbane, showers 27. Cairns, mostly sunny 29. And Darwin, sunny 34. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.